Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
Meet Gail. Her thing is being a supermom. And supermom has a lot on her supersized plate.
Ain't that the truth?
But at Walmart Pharmacy, supermom recently got her whole family updated on all their vaccines.
We knocked it out during a grocery run. No appointment.
That's next level supermom. From pneumonia to shingles, HPV, and more, get no-cost vaccinations from an expert pharmacist where you already shop. Welcome to an easier pharmacy. Welcome to your Walmart. $0 copay with most insurances. State age and health restrictions may apply.
Heyo! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show. Daily business goodness every single day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of Webinar Ninja, an independent software company I started with my co-founder back in 2014. And today's episode is Free Ride Friday. On Free Ride Friday, we give away a lifetime membership to one of our programs. All you got to do is leave us an Apple Podcast rating and review, and you enter our weekly random draw. Listen in on Friday, like today, to hear if you won. We'll be announcing this week's winner later on the show. In today's episode, you will learn, do you need a personal assistant? There's a difference between hiring a personal assistant and an executive assistant, or an assistant that helps you with your business matters. A personal assistant basically takes off things off your personal life's plate. Things like booking restaurants for your weekend, buying movie tickets for you, doing research for your next holiday, even picking up your laundry and doing your grocery shopping. Is this a hire you should make? Or is this just going too far and just a waste of money? I've dabbled in this area in my own life and have spoken to a lot of people that have personal assistants that have shared their stories, and I want to share with you some of the advantages of this hire and how you can hire one for yourself. So let's get into it. Let's get down to business. Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's gotta be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org. A personal assistant can really take away a lot of stress from your personal life. Just think about all the things that you hate to do outside of work. Things that when you're doing them, you're like, man, I'd rather just be doing something else. I'd rather be having fun. I'd rather be relaxing or getting a massage. This often is a conversation a lot of busy people have in their head. They have such a busy lifestyle because of family obligations, because of their business, of course, that takes a lot of their time, that their personal time is so limited, and it becomes even more limited because of all the personal tasks they have to do, whether it's picking up laundry, or like I said, grocery shopping, or cooking dinner, or cleaning the house, or making weekend plans, or even shopping for clothes. Many people get a personal assistant because they want to basically spend all their personal time doing things they love. Now, is that a good investment in your business? Well, I say yes, because if you have more time to relax and to recharge and do things you enjoy, you'll be a lot more productive at work. In your business, you'll be recharged, like I mentioned. Now, many people will hire a personal assistant or assistants to do several things for their personal life. And others will go a different route where they'll hire services to take care of certain tasks. And this is actually a good way to get started and to test out if this is worth your money, if you actually think it's worth it. For example, Nicole and I spent about a year where we just felt so busy we couldn't cook our own meals, our own dinners. So we hired a nutritionist and a chef to cook us meals and send it to us to our house. And we would heat up these meals and eat them 5 days a week. On the weekend, we would treat ourselves out. And In that experience, we realized this is great. We saved a ton of time. It was healthy food. But after a period of time, we were like, this is kind of boring. We're getting kind of the same meals. It's sort of a school lunch style kind of thing where you kind of can predict what's for dinner tonight. But in the experience, we're like, man, one day we will hire a personal chef. I think that's a great investment. So that's one way of experimenting. One thing that we do now in our personal life that we kind of outsource is the cleaning of our own house. Now, a lot of people think, wow, having cleaners, that is super, super expensive. Actually, it's not. If you actually Google it and see the local cleaning services around you, you'll find out it's actually more affordable than you think. I think it's one of the most best values in terms of spending money for a service, because if you're going to clean your own house, your own home once or twice a week, it's going to take you hours of time and it's going to frustrate you and you're going to feel resentment and you're going to feel tired and you're probably not going to do as good as a job as a professional. It's just me and Nicole, so we don't get a cleaner every week. We get it once every 2 weeks and the same people come to our house and do an incredible job. They're fantastic. It costs less than $300 a month for the service, and it's such a good value. We're like, we are happy to pay a little bit more and have them do the laundry as well, because we're noticing we're spending time doing laundry on the weekend when we'd rather be doing something else. Now, I have a friend, Michael, who has a full-time personal assistant that comes to his house every day and takes care of all kinds of errands, picking up dry cleaning to cooking dinner to making reservations. And he's incredibly happy with the service because he's got one person that manages his personal calendar and takes care of all of his little, tedious tasks that he doesn't want to deal with. What's awesome about this is, imagine you bump into somebody that you haven't spoken to in a long time. You're like, hey, I haven't seen you in such a long time. Let's do dinner. Often that never happens, right? You say, let's do dinner. Let's make it happen. Awesome. I'll speak to you. And it just gets dropped and no one does anything. Probably because there's a lot of legwork to do that. But what Michael does is that he just emails his assistant. He just messages her and says, hey, can you reserve dinner for me and my wife and this person and his wife for the next available weekend and find out if he's available? And if so, make a reservation. And it all gets done. He actually just does a voice memo and it's really fast. And basically, the next day, he sees an event on his calendar with a reservation to a restaurant, with the address, with everything. The other person's invited. It's done. And it looks so cool because the person's like, wow, that person actually did it. They said they were going to do something and they did it. Their word is bond. Pretty cool. So personal assistants can really make your life easier in that way as well. I know many people that travel a lot, you know, pre-COVID, and will probably continue to travel after COVID has settled, but they do a lot of traveling, so their personal assistant is vital to organizing all their trips and all their accommodations and their flights and their insurance. Their itineraries are all planned out. They book dinners with different people they know in different parts of the world, and they do everything when it comes to their trip. I know people that have personal assistants strictly because they don't want to forget important things, like their children's recital dates. They'll call them and say, hey, don't forget, you have this tonight or you have this tomorrow. Dentist appointments, taking the car in for service, all these little life things that kind of fall between the cracks, a personal assistant will take care of it. So after finding out all these benefits and understanding this great, great value, is it actually worth it to do it for your own sanity? Will it help your business? Will it help make you a better leader? Well, I believe that our brains can only take so much. It's a vessel, right? You can't continue to pile on stress and tasks and to-dos. You're going to eventually forget or eventually get stressed out or burnt out. So the more you can take that off your plate on the personal side of things, the more relaxed you'll feel, the more organized you'll feel, the more well put together you'll feel because, hey, you have somebody's got your back in your personal life. You're going to show up to your job a lot more stress-free. You're going to be more inspired. You're going to feel like, hey, the money I'm making for my business allowed me to invest in these little luxuries of a personal assistant. My life's gotten better. And what's going to happen is you're going to start accrediting your business to that satisfaction and is going to make you want to work harder. This is why I say it's very important to reward yourself when your business is doing well. Otherwise, you don't really have a reason to continue to work hard. Your mind works in incentives. So when you are sitting back and enjoying the fact that you come home and your house is clean, you're like, wow, the house is spotless. This is amazing. I love this. Your immediate thought is, me being able to invest in this is directly correlated to me doing well in my business. Let me continue to double down on my business.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
To wrap up today's episode, I think if you can afford it, I would start experimenting in the personal assistance experiment, right? Even if it just means getting somebody to clean your house or to manage your personal calendar virtually, or having even all your laundry done by a laundry service. Experiment. Is it worth the money? Is it freeing up your time? And one of the ways you can really put a good amount of value on these projects is, how much is your time worth? You should really figure that out. How much is your time worth? How much is your time impacting the business? Is your hour worth $1,000, $2,000, $5,000? If so, hiring somebody to clean your house for 2 hours for $150 is nothing. It's a great ROI. Thanks so much for listening. But today's episode's not over. It's Free Ride Friday. Let's see who won this week's free ride. And the winner is Zachy A. Mack. Zachy says, excellent listen, 5 stars. I'm so excited that I stumbled upon this podcast. Recently, I took an online course by Brendon Burchard, and in the course, they focus on morning routines. So I decided to restructure my morning routine to include podcasts. After several Google searches, it showed $100 MBA. So I wanted to see for myself. So far, the show is informative, clear, and concise. Precisely what I'm looking for upon waking up every day. Your podcast provides the tools to stay motivated and educated. Thank you. Well, thank you, Zachy. Your mission is to email me over at omar@100mba.net so I can hook you up with a full ride to Easy Course over at easycourse.co, or a $500 course on how to build your own online course. If you want to win a free ride, just leave us an Apple Podcast rating and review, and then listen in on Friday to see if you won. That easy. When you leave us a review, you enter the draw every single week until you win. Thank you in advance for showing us love. Before I go, I want to leave you with this. Why are you building a business? So you can improve your life, so you can improve your lifestyle. So if having a personal assistant will do that for you, why not? Experiment. See if it's worth it. If having a personal assistant stresses you out, then don't do it. But you won't know until you try. Thanks so much, and I'll check you in Monday's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.